As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for inclusive and accessible wellness.
Happy New Year!
Happy 2023!
2023! Hello!
Another year.
Yeah, another year, another I don't know what. No. New year, same me.
Pretty much.
We are so excited about the new year because it's a fresh start. And usually for people, that fresh start means New Year's resolutions. However, we hate New Year's resolutions because most of them don't work. So Wendy, can you guess, based on studies, what percent of New Year's resolutions don't work?
90?
Yes, it's 91.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
There's different studies, but overall what I saw was 91% of New Year's resolutions do not work.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest reasons why resolutions don't work is because people are really vague when approaching the resolutions. They'll be like, oh, I want to eat healthier. But it's like, what does healthy eating even mean? Which, by the way, that's a podcast episode. Make sure you take a listen. And also, like, what are some of the practical things that you want to work towards? And that's why we wanted to do this episode, because I think it's all about the small changes, all about those like daily wins that you can incorporate consistently that make a big impact in the long term.
Yeah. I think another thing that is challenging for folks is they don't have a why. For example, if you want to eat healthier, why do you want to eat healthier? Like, what specifically is your goal? How do you want to feel is another way to look at it. So do you want to feel like you have more energy to go through your day? Do you want to feel like you're not sleepy after, you know, every meal? Do you want to feel just like good in your body overall? And of course, we don't have 100% of control over these things, right? Because there are some people who have chronic illnesses that make them just not feel great, and they really can't control that. So I don't want to act like we have all the power, but there are some modifiable things that we can do that can help us feel better. Or maybe a goal is, you know, you want to make a change on some of your lab values. Like for some people with their metabolic lab values, like for example, with diabetes or cholesterol, sometimes it is very genetic and you're doing everything that you can do. And without you, like, you know, being having disordered eating, like there's nothing more that you can do, you know, within the context of having a healthy relationship with food. And then for other people, there are some things that they may be able to tweak that can really help improve those lab values. So today we are going to talk about how we can cultivate small habits that lead to big changes in how we feel overall. So this is all about specific things that you can do, and you don't have to do all of them. You don't have to do any of them. You can be like, all these suck, like these don't work for me. But maybe it can get you thinking about things in a different way, like those little micro things that you could do that might make a difference. This is part of our habits series. So again, we're back at it.
Series going,
another
yeah.
series. Yeah. And I think it's really important, especially for New Year, because you're inundated with all this information, misinformation that's telling you you need to do this or that, or, you know, these crazy diets or crazy workout routines that just are not sustainable and not necessary and not healthy. And we want to provide an alternative for people who still feel like, okay, I want to do a couple little things that might make a difference,
mm-hmm.
or get some ideas, right? So this is what we're going to be talking about today. And then in the next 2 weeks, we're going to go even more into depth with different experts on how we can cultivate habits that support our values.
Yeah. And before we jump in, well, first of all, as we talk about these habits, don't do the most. Just pick a few.
Or one. Few.
I think people are like overly eager at the start of the new year. And it's nice because it's like, oh, a new year, new opportunities, new everything. But, you know, don't overdo it. And then next thing you know, you fall flat. Just pick a few things that you think will be doable, that you think you can sustain over time, that you think you might actually enjoy doing. If you're like, oh, that actually sounds gross, then it's not something that you should try out. Also, with that being said, before we jump in to highlighting all of our small changes, we want to highlight a listener review. This is from Miss 1162. And they write, this podcast always makes me feel so safe and calm. Definitely a comfort podcast and a big step when I need some self-care. So sweet. Aww. I feel very calm Loves recording it.
I know. I do too. I'm sick. So I'm just like, hey. I feel calm though, actually, because I'm like, I have no energy. But just trying to stay hydrated, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get into the episode, this week, we are giving away one of my favorite books, and it's perfect because it's the start of the year, and this book is by the one and only Evelyn Tribolet. It came out in 2021, and it's Intuitive Eating for Every Day, 365 Daily Practices and Inspirations to Rediscover the Pleasures of Eating. So excited to share this with you all. So we're going to be giving away 5 copies of this book, and all you got to do to enter is stick around until the end of the podcast.
And we'll tell you.
You're going to find out. And you will have a very high chance of winning because we're giving away 5. So it's very easy. It takes 2 seconds to enter, but you're going to find out. Okay, before we get started with these habits, I just have to put a disclaimer. And that is that you need to make sure first and foremost, before jumping into any of these habits, that you are eating enough. I cannot tell you how many times as a dietitian, people come in to see me thinking that I'm going to preach to them that they need to be cutting out this and eating less of that. And that is just not the case. The majority of people who I work with are not eating enough on a daily basis. And that is first and foremost before you can add in any gentle nutrition. And you might be wondering, well, how do I know if I'm eating enough? And it's actually a lot of trial and error to kind of figure out what is optimal for your body. I know signs that you are not eating enough, and those might be things like trouble sleeping. It might be having more anxiety because your blood sugar is kind of crashing or going up and down. Mood swings can be another part of it. Trouble concentrating. There's so many things, like also binge eating later in the day, which I call deprivation eating because it's a result of not getting enough food, and also thinking about food all the time. Those are all signs. So make sure you're getting enough. Don't skimp on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if that is the case, then these habits and tips can be things that you can incorporate. And like Wendy said, not all of them. Start with maybe one or two and see what works for you. Okay, now let's jump into these habits.
All right. The first tip is adding more walnuts to your diet. I love walnuts. They're one of my favorite nuts because the texture is just perfect. I add them to my smoothies. I be telling everybody about this because I just feel like it's such a great way to boost fiber, protein, omega-3s. And I've noticed when I don't put walnuts, I'm hungry and I add like different things to my smoothie. It's pretty balanced, but I get hungry within like a couple hours. When I add walnuts, it holds me down for at least 4 hours. It makes such a difference and it takes zero time. You just toss them in. So I'm starting it off with that one.
I love walnuts. I also add them to my smoothie because they have no taste and it's a great texture. Okay. So the second habit is to honor your hunger. And some of these habits are going to be more specific. Some are going to be bigger concepts, but the honoring your hunger one, I think, is so important because it's something that we get out of the habit of doing. And people, especially working folks, we tend to just want to focus on grinding, getting things done. And you feel that hunger popping up and you're like, no, 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 I can wait. And then before you know it, it's like 4 o'clock and you haven't even had lunch yet. So what I want you to try to do, if you want to adopt this habit, is when your hunger comes up, just honor it. Even if that's having a snack that you bring to your desk when you're working so that when you get hungry at 11, you can eat that snack. Like, it can be as simple as that, but just when you start to feel that hunger, respond to it.
Yeah. Something I've noticed that a lot of people struggle with is hydration. And I know those water bottles that have like the amount of water that you're supposed to drink every hour is like very big around the new year. And so one way to increase your hydration for 2023 is to make water a little more interesting with herbal teas. I swear by herbal teas. They're such a great way to spice up water. I like just boiling water with lemongrass, and for me, that's like perfect. But also cinnamon, ginger, these are all things that you can boil your water with. And then you could decide if you want to enjoy it warm during the winter months or, you know, in the summer, if you want to have it with some ice and a little bit of sweetener. So
yeah,
that's another one.
Loves yeah. it. Okay. My next one is, again, this is another general one, but I think it's a helpful habit to have. And I find my day goes a lot better when I do this. It's just thinking of a game plan in the morning for what's going on with your day and how that's going to affect when you're going to be able to eat and anything that you have to do to adjust. So for example, if I know I have a meeting from 12 to 2, I like to know that and think about that in advance, because maybe instead of eating my lunch at 2, I have to eat it at 11:30. And so what can I do in the morning to prep for that or move things around? It's very simple, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's something I struggle with because I have to wait until like the very last minute where I'm like, I'm ready to eat. And then it's like, girl, what are you doing?
You can't eat right now. And then it's like, you can't eat. That's within intuitive eating. That's called planned hunger, because you may not even be hungry at 11:30, but the idea is that you need to eat. Right. So, or even something as simple as, I do a lot of the meal kits, as I mentioned all the time. And sometimes it's helpful to just like in the morning, look and see what meal kit am I making? Take 1 minute to look at the directions so I can just mentally get my mind prepared. Or even if it's like dinner, what dinner am I making that day? I don't know, just thinking it through helps me kind of make sure that I actually eat something and I don't wait too long.
Exactly. Prunes is next in line. Funny enough, prunes has been one of our previous podcast partners, and I love them. They're literally one of my go-to snacks, especially if you're having issues going to the bathroom. All I need is two a day. Two a day is going to get things flowing for me. They have fructans, which have a laxative effect. And also, they just help to keep you satiated until you're ready for your next meal. They're super easy to grab and go. So incorporate some prunes into your day.
Yeah. I love them. They're so good, especially the package. I don't know. When they get like a little bit even more dried out, they just taste like candy to me. I love them.
Yeah.
My next habit is something that you can do at the start of the week. And I actually saw a YouTube video, somebody doing this, and it was brilliant. If I could find it, I'll add it in the show notes. But making one thing that you can build meals around. So for example, cooking a big pot of beans. You can incorporate beans into so many different recipes. Or even taking your canned beans and, I don't know, sauteing them with some olive oil, onions, and garlic, like whatever. Another idea is a chicken. You can cook a chicken, or in the YouTube video that I saw, he braised a big cut of beef and he showed how he incorporated that into meals throughout the week. And he said it was super delicious. So that's an example of something that you can do at the start of every week, one simple habit. And I think with habits, one concept that I love is this idea of the cascade effect, where you do one thing that leads to another thing. Because if you cook this meat, then you're more likely to think about, okay, what am I going to eat this with? And then that means you're going to, you know, have to shop for other things as well. So I love that idea of making something and building around it.
Yeah. And if you have leftovers, that is going to lead into my next habit, which is freeze it. Freeze it all. Freeze the leftovers, freeze the meat, freeze the bread, freeze the cheese, freeze the sauces, freeze the onions. Literally, I freeze everything. No joke.
Like, you freeze chopped onions or whole onions?
Chopped onion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great. I do chopped onion, and then, yeah, I'll use it in stews. It adds great flavor. I freeze it all. I mean, anything that I can I can try to make work, I'm going to make it work. If it's something like ricotta, maybe not, because it kind of tastes gross when you thaw it. But I feel like most foods you can freeze. And that way, nothing goes to waste. It's nice to have like a convenient meal that's ready for you, or like a meal that you can put together easily because you have these frozen things. Like, for example, frozen rice. You just thaw it and that's it. Frozen shredded cheese. Like, you just put it in the fridge and now, you know, instead of it going bad, you can like sprinkle it on so many different things throughout the week. It's just, thank God for a freezer.
Yeah. The other thing, and this is from Budget Bites, who was on our podcast years ago, and I still do this. She recommended when you make a big meal, you freeze it individually in individual portions. So let's say you cook like a big pot of stew and you know you're not going to eat all of it. Eat half of it, whatever, for the week, and then take the other half and divide it into however many like different Tupperwares. And that way, when you want one meal, you can take out that one Tupperware and have it as a meal. I thought that was a genius tip.
Mm-hmm. Also, get some Ziplocs, because Ziplocs are, yeah, they just make freezing so much easier. Sometimes with the Tupperware, like if you don't have the right ones, they might break or crack in the freezer. Yeah. So yeah, the Ziplocs are a game changer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, my next tip, that wasn't it, is the individual smoothie container. And what I mean by that is, actually a better term is single serve smoothie cups. I was a big Vitamix girl and I still am. However, I think Wendy, you told me about the Nutribullet.
I love it.
And I was like, no, I'm Vitamix girly. But what happened is my Vitamix broke and I had to send it in to get fixed. And I just happened to have like a Nutribullet and I started using the individual like smoothie one and I'm obsessed. And it has been the best thing in the morning, because y'all know if you listen that I love having my smoothie and just being able to make that very quickly. You literally make the smoothie and then you drink it out of the same cup and then you just rinse it out and you repeat the next day. And when I tell clients about it, it doesn't have to be Nutribullet. It can be any smoothie maker that does an individual portion. But when I tell clients about it and they try it, they're always hooked on it. So that's another tip if you need a simple breakfast idea.
Love it. All right. Next up is buy frozen meals. And I'm going to shout out Trader Joe's for this one, because I think it's like just the best place to get good quality frozen meals. The frozen meal aisle is lacking, y'all. Like, I be going through these supermarket aisles. I'm like, what is happening? Even in Whole Foods, I'm like, this is gross.
Yeah.
It's not good. Maybe we need to start a
yes,
frozen food line. We've been talking about that, by the way. We're like, we need to start a frozen food line because there's just not that many good options. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Copyright.
Yeah.
Trademark that.
Right. If there's any investors listening, do hit us up.
Right. We are ready and willing.
Right. We're so ready. But yeah, buy frozen meals, because everyone has, you know, those days. I feel like people have those days several times a week where you're just not trying to be in the kitchen cooking and you want something that's convenient. And if you don't have a frozen meal, what you'll end up doing probably is ordering in. So, you know, why not just have some options that are there?
Yep. Agreed. Okay. My next one is with water. You already mentioned some tips, and this is my personal fave. It is just doing a simple act of, before you go to bed, filling up your water bottle and then adding it to the fridge so it gets nice and cold. And even if you want to add some of the things Wendy said to make it taste better, you can do that too. But I like being able to start my morning with that ice cold water that's just ready to go. Because if it's left up to me, like in the moment, I'll probably find something else to do and maybe not stay as hydrated as I would like to. So very simple tip.
I like that. You know, it's funny. I don't like cold water. It's weird. Unless it's like burning hot in here, like, you know, heat wave hot. But I don't know. It just kind of like shivers me up inside. I'm always cold, by the way. So maybe that's a part of it. But yeah, I'm always like just room temperature.
I used to be room temp. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe going through the early menopause, child.
Yeah, change things up.
Yeah, I just got a little hot.
Got a little hot. Yep.
I used to hate cold water, but now I love it. I hate warm water. It makes me nauseous.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, canned beans is gonna be up next, because I think canned beans, canned food in general is like just so convenient. Canned beans, MVP. Like you just rinse them, toss them into anything, toss them into a soup, toss them into a salad, toss them into like a bowl. I also really like canned tuna, canned sauces. Yeah, they're just like, they last for a really long time too, which is an added bonus. So get you some canned food.
Mm-hmm. My next one is buying pre-chopped. I don't know why people always act like, oh, I got to chop it from scratch. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Pre-chopped is so convenient, whether it's usually it's vegetables. Sometimes you can find at Trader Joe's like onions, things like that. Garlic, even. I just got that in the can. Frozen garlic, too. But get those things that are easy to incorporate. And if you're looking to add more veggies into your diet, this is a very simple way. Sometimes it's more expensive. I'm not going to say that it's not. And then it's more affordable to chop yourself. But if you're able to afford pre-chopped and you don't have the time, it's a great option.
And that actually leads to my next habit, which is about riced cauliflower. Because with cauliflower, usually I rice it myself with a knife and the food processor. But recently I started buying packaged rice cauliflower. And I was like, what have I been doing this whole time? Why am I cutting this whole head of cauliflower? And I know literally riced cauliflower, people can translate that into like cauliflower rice, which is, I don't recommend replacing rice with cauliflower or replacing anything with cauliflower for that matter. But rice cauliflower, I think, is a really great way to add vegetables to your carbs. So what I do is I saute the rice cauliflower with like onions and garlic, and then I toss them either with rice or with noodles or, in any kind of stew. And, I think for some people, it could be kind of tough, like digesting all of that fiber, especially with like vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli. It could just be a lot on the stomach. You could get kind of gassy. I find that it's much easier to digest something like a rice cauliflower that's broken down a little bit more. It's more tender because it cooks quicker. And so, I've kind of been hooked on that, like just adding the rice cauliflower. It's a great way to get more vegetables in.
Yeah. And I feel like it would taste better if you rice it yourself, like you're saying. I've never done it myself.
Love it. I mean, honestly, I didn't even notice the difference because I bought the frozen rice cauliflower and then, I like rice it myself. And it's like, I don't know.
Tastes the same.
Tastes the same. Yeah. It's just, and you save so much time. And also, like, how messy it is to cut cauliflower and then to rice it. It's like you're going to have little tiny cauliflower crumbles all over your kitchen. So it's nice. You just get in a packet.
Yeah. My next one is for people who struggle with adding produce into their diet or who struggle with variety, which is so many of us, including myself. One thing I like to recommend is going to the farmer's market, maybe every Saturday, making it part of your routine where it's just like you go and, sometimes they serve lunch or, tamales or something. Like, go make it an event and maybe make an effort to try one new piece of produce, whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, and maybe ask people at the farmer's market, hey, how do you cook this? Sometimes it's different stands will have recipes and things like that, but that's a great way to add more produce. If you don't feel like going to the farmer's market, or maybe it's not accessible to you, another option is a CSA, which is community supported agriculture. I love both of these because you're supporting the local economy. So with a CSA, you sign up and then they deliver based on what you pick, a box of produce to your doorstep. It can be every week, it can be every other week. And it's great because they usually have recipes in there as well. And it gives you an opportunity to try different things. There are also CSAs where you can go pick it up.
We recently got a listener question that was asking about how to incorporate more vegetables for breakfast. And so for my next habit, I would recommend doing vegetable frittatas for breakfast for the week because it's so easy. You just scramble a bunch of eggs, saute some vegetables, cook it in the oven, and it yields a lot of servings. You can also freeze that if you don't feel like having eggs every single day of the week. And it's just like such a great meal It comes together easily. You can repeat it. It has different food groups in it because you can add, you know, your vegetables in there. You can add cheese. You can also make it with like potatoes, so you have some carbs in there, or enjoy it with a slice of toast. So yeah, team frittata over here.
I got to get better with the frittata.
Yeah.
It just seems so scary to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one of those things. I just can't do it.
Oh, you just got it. But that's how you felt about frying the egg. And now you're like a pro. I know. Tess was like, I don't know how to do the crispy egg. How do I do it? And I was in her house one day and we did it. And like, and that was it. It was not looking back.
It's
now
one
you're
of those
a pro.
Things I need a lesson every like month. Here's another habit that I really like. And it's great for families. If you are someone who is always like, I don't know what to eat or I don't know what I have, then one thing I like to do at the start of the week, especially if I don't feel like meal planning, if I don't feel like doing anything, and I just want to kind of go with how I feel, play it by ear, I will look through and see what foods I have that can be made into meals. And sometimes I'll buy some food as well. Then I will get a piece of paper and write out all the meals that we can make and all the snacks. And then I will stick that to the fridge with a magnet. And this works really well because, especially if there's other people in the house, you guys can just go to the fridge and be like, oh, we have stuff to make a pasta, or we have stuff to make hamburgers. Great. Like, let me find the things, versus feeling like, oh, we have nothing. And then I'm going to go and spend all this money on, you know, going out to eat. So it's a really simple thing, but it can help encourage you to cook more.
Yeah, I like that. Up next is limiting distractions during meal times so that you're able to focus on the meal that you're eating. And you don't have to do this for every meal because I don't think that's realistic. Like literally just now I had lunch while like typing on my computer. Not the best, but it'd be like that sometimes. But I would say, you know, maybe a few times a week you have a zero distraction meal. It hits different, I'm telling you. Like for those of y'all that are like, oh, I can barely do that during the week, like just try it, see how you feel. It's nice just kind of like being in silence, really savoring the food. I feel like, I don't know, you develop a deeper sense of appreciation for that meal.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you recommend people pay attention to or like meditate on when they're doing it?
You know, just speaking from personal experience, I'm not like a mindful eating expert, but I like to just be in the moment and just kind of allow whatever thoughts come up to come up. I don't necessarily have like a practice or like things that I'm trying to do while I'm eating. I just enjoy the meal and that's it. It's just simple, you know,
yeah,
for me at least.
Yeah, I love that. Some people find that even, you know, changing your environment, like I have some clients where they would say, oh, I'm doing this a couple of times a week and I'm going to go into a park or whatever, or some other place that was where they're, that felt like they could have more peace and just be out of their environment. Sometimes also with traveling, I find it really helpful to reincorporate mindful eating because I feel like so many of us get out of the practice, but when you're on a trip, it's a good opportunity to like take a pause. You don't have a meeting coming up or anything like that. Another thing that can be helpful when eating, this is my next habit, is when you're eating, just thinking about your fullness level. Because so many times people rush through their meal, or like Wendy said, you're very distracted and you're not able to be in touch with yourself and when you are starting to get full. So when I'm eating, and especially if I'm going out to a restaurant where, you know, maybe you're kind of more distracted with talking and all of that, like I'll try to think like, okay, if my stomach is like 100% and I know that if I stop eating it between 70 and 80%, like that's a comfortable place. Like what percent am I am now? And if it's like, okay, I'm at 60%, I might like just think that and be like, okay, I have like 20% more to go. Like, do I want to save that for dessert or whatever? So just kind of like visualizing your fullness sometimes can be helpful. And even practicing that at one meal a day can get you more in that habit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Almost at the finish line, y'all. The next one is go outside, get some sun so that you can make some vitamin D, honey. Vitamin D is so important. It serves so many functions. It's tied to literally everything in the body. So make sure that you go out, take a walk, get some fresh air, get some direct sunlight. I know especially on the East Coast, it's pretty tough. You know, you can always supplement if you need to, but yeah. go outside.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. My next one is for travel. Many people find that travel, it just messes with their GI tract because they're eating changes. And usually it's the meal times that are changing. So I always recommend, especially for that first day or two when you're not really sure what to expect, is just packing some snacks so that when you're on the plane and you're super hungry and maybe you're not landing and there's nothing to eat, like you have a little something to get you through. Another thing that Wendy and I like to do, especially for traveling in the United States, is before we get somewhere, we will order on whether it's like Instacart or Amazon Fresh or Whole Foods, just order a few things, a few snacks, some treats, maybe even breakfast. If we know that we're trying to save money and that's one meal, we definitely want to have it home. We'll order that and have it shipped to wherever we're going so that when we get there, hopefully it's already there or it's coming shortly.
And now my last one is make sure that you get your blood work done before you take a bunch of supplements. Because I know when the new year hits, it's like people just start buying all these supplements. And next thing you know, you're having adverse reactions. Your labs are going bonkers because you're taking 4,000% of vitamin B12. Please get your blood work done. Make sure that you are actually going to benefit from the supplements that you're thinking about taking. You know, if you're eating a balanced diet, you probably don't need supplements. As you get older in age, you know, like 50 plus, maybe that's something to consider if you're pregnant, for example, if you want to get pregnant. But you should absolutely get some blood work done before proceeding with the supplements.
That's a good one. I think just in general, one habit could be like getting your blood work done twice a year, at least once a year. Yeah.
At least. Just, yeah.
So you know where you stand.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If you're paranoid like us, go twice a year. The doctor's like, you already got it done last year. I'm like, you got it done 6 months change. Ago.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. Do it again.
Right. I know those numbers change. Usually it's like every 6 months, 3 to 6 months. I mean,
It depends on what's going on. If you're healthy, it should be once a year. But like, who cares? Get, you know, whatever. If you have any concerns, run those numbers, doc.
Run those numbers.
Okay.
My last one is something we talk about probably every episode. Try to get in the habit of eating at least 3 food groups per meal. Food groups. What are they? Fats. Carbs. Proteins. Carbs can be so many different things, including non-starchy vegetables, including pasta, rice, all those things. So you want to make sure that you have at least 3 food groups per meal and a variety on your plate because it's going to be more satisfying.
That's that, honey. Mm-hmm. Get your macros in.
Yes. But
all
don't
three of them.
But don't macro count, though.
Don't macro count. Okay. And that's an episode.
Yeah, we have an episode.
Rewind it back. We literally at this point, we have an episode for everything.
Yeah, it's called Is Protein Overrated?
Yeah.
If you're curious.
All right. Well, those are our habits, y'all. All 23 of them.
was that more than 23? It might have been.
Girl, I don't know. But it was close. I think it was close to 23.
Yeah. Okay. Two things. One, we have the giveaway. Also, as we were talking about these habits, I was like, y'all probably are going to need some kind of visual because I know I would. So I'm going to have these all typed out for you and you can have access to this list. All you have to do is share this podcast. So screenshot it, share it, and then go on our Instagram.
Let me guess. So they have to send a word to our DM.
They have to send a word. Can you guess what the word is, y'all? It's habits. So screenshot that and then go to our Instagram, send the word habits, and we will send you back this list of all the habits so you have it all in one place. And please don't send hashtag habits because we had people doing that for the last one and it's like, it just has to be the word. And then for the giveaway of the book that we mentioned, The Intuitive Eating Every Day, same thing. To enter that giveaway, all you do is take a screenshot of the episode and share. If you take a screenshot and send the habits word, you will automatically be entered into the giveaway for the book. So you could just do that one thing and you're good to go.
All right. Thanks for listening today. And we'll catch you next week for our next episode on habits.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Food Heaven podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to connect with us online. We're most active on the gram at Food Heaven, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter at Food Heaven Show. If you like this podcast, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share with a friend.
Yep, our podcast is released every Wednesday, and each week we take a deep dive into topics like health at every size, food and culture, intuitive eating, mental health, and body acceptance. If you're looking for a sustainable and inclusive path to wellness, come hang out with us to learn how to take care of yourself from the inside out. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.